Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Sean Lee. Today, I'm going to tell you about three different people. They are all unsolved in Idaho. So, before we do that, though, I want to tell you guys that hopefully today, the stay-at-home order, we find out here in Idaho if it's lifted or not. I know some states are being able to, like, somewhat go back to normal, whatever the new normal is, but we'll find out what happens here. And then there has been a bunch of stuff that's happened with Lori Daybell, like with the attorney general and shit. So I want to get everything right before I come at you with it. So I don't have any like updates except for that, but I want to make sure I tell you guys like everything. So I might just wait for her new, because she asked for a new bond hearing, which is fucking crazy to me, but who knows, maybe she'll get it. I highly doubt it, but so I'll tell you guys about that and everything next time when I catch you guys up on everything else. So today I'm going to tell you about 2-year-old Curtis Bear. He was last seen playing in the backyard playing in his neighbor's backyard in Nampa, Idaho, around noon on November 5th, 1980. He has never been seen ever again. The cops believed at one point in time that he fell into the Indian Creek that was supposedly by this place, but his body was never found, so his case is classified as a non-family abduction. And that's really all the information they give. I'll post his little picture and like his age progression and everything else. Okay, so the reason why I did this case is because I was watching a show, and I don't even remember what show it was, but this guy was like watching some show, some like, I don't know, we'll say Unsolved Mysteries. We'll go with that. He was watching that, and like the picture of the baby popped up on the screen, and his wife goes, "Oh my God, that looks like you," because I guess it looked like your children. And he's like, "That did look like me." And he had known that like he was adopted or whatever, but he knew nothing of his family. And I guess it was like he said it wasn't like normal. Like when he would bring it up, people were like, "Oh, shush, shush, you're just adopted. It's fine. You came from nothing. We have you. We love you." So he thought it was always weird that nobody ever really was like, okay, well, these are who your parents were or whatever. And so he contacted the police in that from that episode and was like, I'll give my DNA or whatever, see if I'm this fucking kid. And he was. So, I mean, I doubt a lot of people from Idaho actually listen to this, but like, bro, if you're like from like the Boise area, I'm just saying, if it like 2 years old, like that's all your family has, is like, and that was the other guy, is like his pictures that his family had only started happening when like one, I think he was like one, is like how far back the one guy could go in his family to see his childhood pictures. So he was like, it's shady that nobody had a baby picture, but they didn't grow up like with a ton of money. So he in his head was just like, we couldn't afford a camera when I was a baby. We didn't get one till I was one. So I don't know. Super crazy. So that's why. No, he just disappeared. Just poofed out of a backyard. Which is weird. And he's super, super adorable. So I feel like maybe nothing bad happened to him and he was just taken and loved and cherished by the wrong people. So I don't, when you look up your state's missing people, it's super sad. You just start seeing all the things that you've never heard about in your life, and you think that the things are so important, and you're like, everybody needs to know about these because they're from where you live. And so when I looked into how this all started with my wanting to go back to Idaho stuff is the Ted Bundy thing. So we all know, I told you guys that right before he died, he admitted to Lynette Colvert's murder. And I was reading an article from the Idaho State Journal where they were like, well, we're not going to believe what he says because he just did it to try to get his sentence, his death sentence stopped or whatever, which that may be true. But I don't see a person knowing the details Bundy knew, and maybe I didn't like tell you guys everything, but like he knew that like her family had just moved from one side of Pocatello to the other. And let me tell you, Pocatello's not amazing. So for someone, especially back then, to be like, oh yeah, I stopped in Pocatello, Idaho, and try to get like credit for that, seems like a waste of time to me. But I don't know. And so when I was doing that part of it and looking up her story and everything, a bunch of other stuff from the 80s, 70s and stuff like that started popping up, and it was like 5 girls missing from Pocatello, Blackfoot murders, Nampa, and like there was just this whole crazy time in Idaho back then that like kids were dropping like flies. And I grew up here and I've never heard about any of these, and so it just, like I said, it blew me away. Okay. So that's that one. Like I said, I will post his sweet little picture and the age progression. So if you know somebody who knows somebody who might look like that dude, I'm just saying, ask him where his mama is. Just ask him. Be like, where's your mama? Is she really your mama? You know? Does he look like his siblings? If he doesn't, might be. Just saying. Okay, so now we're going to go to Blackfoot, July 16th, 1988. Were two brothers, Aaron, 16, and Kevin, 13 years old, finished moving pipe the morning of the 16th. About 10 a.m., they returned back to their home briefly and then went and cashed their paychecks, a combined combination, the combined total of $70 at a Hard Times convenience store in Firth, Idaho. About 3:30 p.m., the boys' parents, Ron and Peggy, reported them missing in the early morning afternoon. At about 6:30 p.m., a group of local teens were walking along a channel and they found Aaron's body. He had been shot. In the early morning following that, they had found Kevin's body with bullet wounds. He was recovered about 100 yards away from where his brother laid. A year before they were killed, they were recognized as heroes in their small town. They saved their younger brother, Brian, from drowning in the Snake River. The boys were found about a mile away from home, which is super close back in those days. They were murdered on an island portion of the, it looks like an island. I don't fucking know how to explain it. But they were on the Firth River bottoms. The family moved to Louisville in 1990. And sadly, their father, Ron, passed away in 94 without ever having the answers on who shot the boys. And they did rule out the teenage ruffians that were hanging out around in that area at the time. So those are just like 3. I'm working on the girls' case because there's quite a few of them. I think there's 4 or 5 total. And so I will do Lynette again in there because I guess we can't 100% say that she was a Bundy victim, but I'm going to go through the Pocatello girls and do them. I just want to have more of the information on what they were doing. There's not much on these brothers really, except for they were good working boys. They tried to help their family. Their family didn't come from much, so they were farm hands in Blackfoot. And in Blackfoot, they do a bunch of farming, a bunch of like potatoes and that type of stuff. And I'm sure it was somewhat the same back in the 80s, at least for farming wise, I would assume. I might have just sounded really dumb, but it's okay. So I don't know. Just with the lockdown, you don't think you have as much time as you have. Like the day consists of 24 hours. And when you're a parent, you're like, I have 24 hours to get everything I need done, right? Well, you don't calculate what everybody else around you in that day is going to do. Like, I would have had this episode out yesterday, but my husband got to stay home from work, and so it turned into a whole other day that it wasn't planned into being. But it was still a good day. Like, I just roll with it. I never schedule or plan anything, really. I just roll with it. And I got to watch a video yesterday that my mom had found, and I was like 4 years old in this video. Amazing. So I got to take a little trip down my own family history and everything else. So it was just like I was in this memorable, like, the place I come from or whatever. And I just started Googling stuff around here. There's a lot of history in my own backyard. And for some reason, I just like skipped over it because TV shows at the time, they're easier to review than, I guess, putting in the work to do it. And I've just been so busy with being like a homeschool teacher that I've never been before. And I'm not good at academics, folks. Like, I tell you right now, I dropped out for a damn reason. Like, me and edumacation, not on the same level. I try, but we're not. So it's not hard. It's confusing because, like, I don't know. And it's kindergarten. So, like, really? How fucking hard can it be? But, like, I overthink it because I'm like, shit, this is kindergarten. Like, this is the basis of what she's going to know in school. And then I sat there and I'm like, what do I remember from kindergarten? That's right. Nothing. So tell me, if you guys remember kindergarten and, like, really this shit's important, let me know because then I can calm the fuck down, you know? It's crazy. I just can't handle it. Thank God she went to a sleepover last night because that six-year-old, guys, I tell you what, she is about to burst with some emotion. She has a bunch of emotion going through herself, being locked down and stuck with her family. My two-year-old's tormenting her and won't let her breathe or think. So I don't know. You guys, I'm going to lose my mind. So hopefully they take down the tape at the park that I live by because I want to take her there, but they have it all taped off like it was a murder scene and it wasn't. So I'm just hoping that they open up the damn parks. I don't care about anything else. Just let me have the damn park so my kid can go and play and I can have some peace of mind for like a fucking second. But yeah. Hopefully all of you guys are enjoying yourselves or staying sane. Let me know what you're doing to keep yourself sane. I know a bunch of people that do listen to this are quote-unquote essential workers. So, I mean, tell me if it's scary and you're like, I don't want to be essential. Let me know. Because technically, if my foot wasn't hurt, I would be essential and I would be working through this whole crazy thing. And I'm not going to lie, I am so scared to get back and like go back. I go through days where I miss it and then days where I'm like, shit, when I do, I'm going to get the corona. But oh well, I kind of almost look like the corona, like the chicken pox. Like maybe we should all get it and then it's just over. But that's like the naive way, I guess, of looking at it. And I'm aware of that. So don't be like, oh, this bitch is dumb. I'm not. I'm just saying, like, if it did work like that, like, why don't we just do that? Like, you know, when you were little and you got the chicken pox and then all of a sudden, like, your cousins came over, your brothers and sisters, and, like, all of a sudden your parents want you to have, like, family time and, like, in your bedroom, just all of you kids, and, like, you're sick as fuck. Like, let's do that if it works. And we'll just get over this shit. Who knows? I don't know. You guys, I don't know. I'm going to try out some new things with like background music and things like that. So hopefully we get this shit sounding professional and whatnot. So we'll try for it and we'll strive for it. We'll see what happens. So yeah, you guys, I adore every one of you. Stay sane. let me know what's going on in your neck of the woods. I'd love to hear about it. You guys can follow on Facebook at It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. On YouTube at It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. I just uploaded the almost 5-hour Ted Bundy on there. For anybody who's missed that, it's on YouTube. And on Twitter at It Is What It Is 208, because that's where I'm from. And on Instagram, It Is What It Is Pod 19, all one, like all together. So no spaces, no nothings, all together. And yeah, you guys have a lovely week and keep your heads up, and hopefully we can all get good news and we get the parks back at least for the ones with children. So peace the fuck out and have a good week, guys. Bye.